Iraq, Syria, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen were initially considered as the target for the temporary visa suspension. But if you read the text of the EO, Trump didn't single out any of those countries. Instead, the EO shows he merely followed an existing U.S. law established under President Obama, which limited the issuing of visas to these countries of concern. In addition, none of these seven countries are in the top 10 most populous Muslim countries in the world. If Trump truly intended to ban Muslims from the United States, he would have applied his temporary visa ban to a very different list of countries. And she goes on to describe more of this. I like this here. This is the real point. It's all about presidential authority. Critics of the EO, including the dissenting justices, cited a series of derogatory statements about Muslims made by President Trump. That has nothing to do with it. He can, you know what? He could go on international television and he could call a Muslim leader every name in the book. He could even threaten him if he wanted to. He could burn photographs of him. He could hang him in effigy. That has absolutely nothing to do with policy. You can't confuse preference with policy. An authority, legitimate authority, or someone's opinion. The majority opinion written by Chief Justice John Roberts acknowledged the existences of these statements while emphasizing the heart of the issue in this case is not whether to, quote, is not whether to denounce the president's statements, but the significance of those statements in reviewing a presidential directive, neutral on its face, addressing a matter within the core of executive responsibility. In doing so, the court must consider not only the statements of a particular president, but also the authority of the presidency itself. Roberts went on to say that the administration and exclusion of foreign nationals is a, quote, fundamental sovereign attribute exercised by the government's political departments, largely immune from judicial control. This is legal speak for what I just told you 10 minutes ago or 5 minutes ago. Congress has also delegated to the president authority to suspend or restrict the entry of aliens in certain circumstances. Principal source of that authority is subsection 1182 that enables the president, quote, to suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens whenever he finds that their entry would be detrimental to the interest of the United States, close quote. By the way, what are we talking about here? Class. Alien enemies. Or people that at least are not being considered alien friends. Now maybe some of you will start believing the alien friends, alien enemies policy. That, look, this is the way it works. This is the way it works. Justice Thomas concurred by stating that, quote, Section 1182 does not set forth any judicially enforceable limits that constrain the president, nor could it, since the president has inherent authority to exclude aliens from the country, close quote. Now, if Justice Thomas says it, then it's true. I explained this on the show yesterday. Clarence Thomas is the most originalist, federalist of all the Supreme Court justices, with the only exception being in the last 40 years, William Rehnquist. Of course, Rehnquist is dead. He gone. It's Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King-Size Truth from radio-sized speakers. Chief Justice Roberts, however, doesn't see any similarities between the two EOs, and they're talking. She's writing about the internment camp. There's nothing. Interning people that are already here, logically speaking, cannot be the same as preventing them from getting here so that they can be interred. It's common sense here. Takeaways for President Trump and his supporters. Naturally, President Trump is excited by this big win. But before he pops the champagne, I hope he takes some time to write down a few lessons learned. First of all, upholding the travel ban doesn't mean the SCOTUS agreed with or even gave its blessing to this specific policy. Secondly, the first version of the EO had several serious flaws. For example, it didn't exempt lawful residents and foreign nationals who are already granted refugee status.